The views and opinions expressed on the following program are not necessarily those of the staff and management of Salem Media of Hawaii.
Welcome to Generations Radio, where the focus is on our seniors and their families. We are here each Saturday afternoon from 5 until 6 p.m., bringing you resourceful information with our radio team of professionals in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore different ways to make life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors, right here on AM 690 The Answer. And now, here is our host and the publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
Hey, welcome back to Generations Radio, and happy holidays to everybody, and thanks for tuning in. If you haven't seen it yet, the Generations Magazine December-January issue is out at all our state libraries, Times Pharmacy, the YMCAs, and over 150 other locations besides Big City Diner and Vacations Hawaii. So thanks for tuning in, and thanks if you're listening to this via our website, because all our shows are posted on our website at generations808.com. That's actually a very good way, and actually you can do it on your mobile phone. If you got some time where you're at the park or at the beach, or you're just sitting around at somebody's house, if you don't have a laptop, use your mobile phone. If you got one mobile phone, type in generations808.com, go to our website. Our mobile app's very easy to use. Click on radio TV, and it'll show all our past radio and TV shows, and you can watch it right there on your smartphone there. So thanks for tuning in. We've had this guest on before, and this is something that I like to test everything, and I love this particular product. As you know, for 2019, going forward, we're really looking at having more information about healthy living. And one of the products I found that came on the market was Zanthosyn, Zanthosyn. I always got to spell it out because I had a hard time understanding the word as well, but it makes sense now that when I have been using it for close to almost a year now. We have David Watermull and also Mr. Randy Mao from Cardax, actually the maker of Zanthosyn. So welcome to you both, David and Randy.
Great, Rand. Glad to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, and Randy, I know you're traveling. I mean, you've brought this to the GNC, and you're across the country. And I know, Randy, you've been traveling just about every week or so, every other week, huh?
Yeah, that's correct. About probably twice a month.
All over the U.S., huh?
Every 2 weeks,
so
absolutely.
So what exactly, you know, you're in charge of development, marketing. What is your position?
Yeah, good question. My position is the Vice President of Medical and Business Affairs or Relations with Cardax. Actually, I fell into this area of, scientific treatment models. I was actually in the pharmaceutical business for probably about 2 decades, and then in the medical consulting industry for probably about another 7 years, and came upon working with David with Cardax.
And so, actually, that background is really good for you to explain the product, explain the use, things, and actually talk to a lot of doctors.
Well, with that, what I saw looking at and being in the pharmaceutical industry for all those years, I saw that this compound was quite intriguing, and that I looked at the literature, and in fact, I even reached out to David and the COO, Dave Watermull. And I had said before we even move forward, I'd like to actually bring in 7 or 8 of my physician confidant friends to look at the science of this compound, of this molecule, rip it apart, and the industry, and give me their perspective and advice. And all 7, 8 of them had said, you know, Randy, this is really addressing an unmet patient need that we have, a very potent, very safe anti-inflammatory that's going to address joint health, cardiovascular health, metabolic health, liver health, and brain health. And this is a great opportunity, and this is huge. And one of the last guys who is very important, he sees it from the lens of a health plan, and he's actually a chief medical officer for one of the health plans, says the timing is right for this, for prevention and wellness. And that kind of opened up my perspective of this type of a treatment model, or I should say strategy for health and wellness.
Yeah. As an athlete myself, still playing, trying to play competitive ball at 58, My body's always hurt. I grew up playing sports as a young kid, and I have a lot of injuries coming back every week. I had an Achilles issue the other day. My right shoulder, I'm left-handed. My right shoulder started to bother me because I played football. When I played football, I hit people on my right shoulder. But that was when I was like in my teens, and it's coming back now. So, David, you know, give us a background and work, and give us actually an update on Cardax as well.
Great. No, thanks again for having us here. And it's no question that as we age, the role of inflammation plays an ever more increasing role in all kinds of issues. You mentioned some of the joint health issues, yeah. But it's also about cardiovascular health and liver health and metabolic health and brain health, as well. And it turns out that if you can address inflammation, it can impact positively your overall health in a dramatic way.
Yeah. So give us, for people that didn't hear the first show, give us a little background on yourself and how you started Cardax, because the compound was it created or founded in Hawaii?
So the whole concept here, I used to work on Wall Street as a biotech analyst and investment banker. And there was a company that came to me to help them find funding. And they actually grew a microalgae that microalgae makes astaxanthin, the active compound in xanthocin. And we perhaps all know it better as a compound that makes salmon pink and lobster red. But it's much more important than that. It turns out that without astaxanthin, yes, salmon are gray, and that might be obvious. But they're smaller. They don't reproduce as well. They get more infections. And they're not strong enough to swim upstream. And so that was a big aha moment for me. And I said, well, this sounds like something a lot more important than just pink color or fashion. This is something biologically crucial. And sure enough, when we start to look at the literature on it, there were some intriguing, and this was back in the 90s, some intriguing early hints that this was actually a very potent anti-inflammatory as well. And because we as human beings have eaten salmon for millennia, we had a very good idea that it was safe.
Healthy for you.
And we all know it's healthy for us. So that's the opposite of kind of every other treatment that we look at for inflammation today that have all these side effects. So we had something that it was safe and had an impact on inflammation. And I felt that was a really big breakthrough. And so I actually ended up joining that company. And we launched the first dietary supplement, I think in year 2000, first or second dietary supplement. And that was the first time that had ever been on the market. But I became convinced that what we really needed was a process that allowed us to make this at large scale, not just a smaller scale of the microalgal production, to make it consistently from batch to batch, because that's what physicians and scientists need to see. You need to know exactly what's in every capsule. You don't want variation, and you don't want a lot of other things in there as well that you don't really...
You want a pure form?
You need a pure form. You need precision in the manufacturing. And from a business perspective, you needed to be able to scale it to a large volume as well. So based on that, started the company Cardax, and the result is now xanthocin on the marketplace today.
Wow. And so you took it, so is it a public company?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Cardax is a public company. CDXI is a symbol. We've been public for several years. It's been a help to us, I think, in being public, and obviously, allows for participation, by the public in the ownership of this really interesting new treatment model for inflammatory health.
Yeah. So, a lot of people may have heard that inflammation is a big issue, but it's really a big issue, don't you? Can you explain why that is?
Yeah, we'll give you the age. Yes, and there's just give you two real recent examples that I think are really important. Cardiovascular disease, for example, is the leading cause of death in the United States and across the developed world. It turns out that two major studies have recently proven that if you can reduce inflammation in cardiovascular patients, people who've had heart attacks or strokes, and they're getting everything already, statins and all the other medications, blood pressure medications, et cetera. If they have elevated inflammation and you can bring that down below a certain threshold level, that you can actually reduce major adverse cardiovascular events like heart attacks, strokes, and death by 25 to 30% in these major studies. These are studies like with 8,000 to 10,000 people.
Wow.
With over 4 to 7 years of time. So they're really the gold standard of evidence. And what it showed was that inflammation by itself, reducing inflammation alone, no change in cholesterol, no change in LDL, no change in triglycerides, that you really can have a major impact on outcomes just based on inflammation.
Well, what about people say, well, I can just take ibuprofen or Advil or something like that?
Well, you know, you'd like to think that would be true, but the problem with those kinds of drugs are the side effects.
Right.
They're just not safe enough to be recommended to take on a daily basis. You know, for a short period of time, they're usually okay. Yeah. They're fine, although some people even at short term have problems. But most people are okay if it's short term. Okay. But we're dealing with chronic disease, not a short term problem. So they don't match well for the issue at hand.
Yeah, I can't remember what one of those over the counter. You take it too much, you can get stomach issues.
Oh yeah, you can get GI bleeds.
Yeah,
and you can actually increase cardiovascular risks as well. Yeah. So they're really not the right choice.
Yeah, I stopped taking that. You know, I think it's good, but I worry about the side effects. But are there any side effects with astaxanthin or with xanthan?
So there are no known side effects. It's been obviously people have been eating it for millennia. There have been dietary supplements for almost 20 years now. We haven't seen no side effects. The only thing you might notice is that because it is bright red, it does turn salmon pink. It's kind of like beets. You can get some pink or red stool, but that's not really a side effect. It's just some color.
Oh, okay. So what kind of scientific data supports so maybe you should back up. Astaxanthin is the compound or is it the...
Yeah, it is a compound. It's a molecule.
Molecule.
It's a single molecule or compound. And it is the active ingredient in xanthosin.
And how is that made, can I ask?
Yeah, so we actually copy exactly what's in nature. It's a nature identical. We use what's called natural product synthesis to make it. But we make it in the lab, so we know exactly what's in every capsule. We know exactly what else is not in there, so that we have the kind of precision and purity that the physician and scientific community would like to see.
So you had the aha moment, and then you decide we can develop this and you can take it to masses?
Well, we knew there was some work to be done, and it's been a number of years, and obviously we've had to spend a significant amount of money to get to where we are today. But we always were confident that this could be a major solution. We needed to solve the technical problems, and I think we have.
Yeah.
Can I add to that?
Yeah, Randy.
In fact, at the very initial start of this project, Sanofi Aventis, which is a big pharma company, probably number 6 when you look at the largest pharmaceutical companies in the world globally, that they were actually looking towards licensing this product from Cardax. So they were courting them through the process, putting them through some trials. And then on the 11th hour, the deal fell, and that was due to some political infighting within the Sanofi organization. So the FDA consultant to Cardax had said, you guys are very safe. You guys have FDA GRAS, which means generally recognized as safe. That's a recognition. Just come out as a nutraceutical. And so that's where they put their time and effort here in Hawaii in the labs on IEA to further that endpoint. And so having said that, it's now brought to the market. 2 years ago, this venture was probably, the journey started probably about 10, 12 years ago, and now is on the market 2.5 years. It started off in the 29 GNC stores in Hawaii, and GNC Corporate actually reached back out to Cardax and says, they've never seen sales like this in the history of all their SKUs or all their products ever. How quick can we come into the rest of the United States?
Nationwide.
So he says, well, give us some time. We have to ramp up manufacturing production,
yeah.
Right? We manufacture in Switzerland, And then it's sent, the compound sent to, composition sent to Long Island, New York, where it's encapsulated, bottled, and labeled, and then sent here to Hawaii as a distribution point. So he says, give us some time. It was probably about 4 or 5 months. We are now currently in the 3,100
wow.
GNC corporate stores. There's franchise stores. They're coming on board as well. But the 3,100 GNC corporate stores, we've also brought it into Guam GNC. And that is a franchise store, but Guam now is infiltrated with Xanthosin. Wow.
So the compound was developed or founded in Hawaii?
Well, the compound is obviously a natural compound.
Right.
I think what happened in Hawaii was that we figured out in Hawaii that this should be a dietary supplement.
Versus going to like a multi-level or?
No, a dietary supplement is it's not a drug,
okay.
but it's an OTC product that is an FDA classification. But, so we actually, Hawaii was the birthplace of astaxanthin as a dietary supplement. And there's still microalgal dietary supplements on the market today using the technology mm-hmm. that we developed, a couple decades ago. But this is the version 2.0. But astaxanthin itself, getting back to your question about some of the science there, there's over 1,600 peer-reviewed papers on astaxanthin.
Wow.
That's a lot of data.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of data. Most dietary supplements don't have anything close to that. And these are studies done in animals, in test tubes, and in safety. And as Randy mentioned, it has a designation from the FDA called GRAS, generally recognized as safe. The other typical anti-inflammatories used for inflammation today, the aspirins, the ibuprofens of the world, are not safe enough to qualify for GRAS. So,
yeah, aspirin, yeah. Same thing. If you take too much of that, same thing.
Same thing, yeah, exactly. So the key here, there's a lot of anti-inflammatories on the market.
Mm-hmm. Growing. You're seeing so many
yes,
more.
Yes, but the key is safety.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's one of the things that I think one of the first questions, I play a lot of ball, and that's the first thing I always ask. You've never heard of it. Mm-hmm. How safe is it? So maybe explain to me, for FDA, is it FDA approved? It doesn't need to be FDA approved.
So there is a process for a lab manufacturer dietary supplement through the FDA. And so it does have to qualify for GRAS. It has to be generally recognized as safe. And as part of that process, you have to demonstrate manufacturing rigor and consistency and safety.
Hmm.
Now, you don't have to demonstrate that you have a drug effect, but the safety and the manufacturing do have to go through an FDA process.
So it's not really it's not considered a drug anyway.
It's not a drug. And the difference between the drug, and we do plan to move ahead into that area, as we've talked about for several years, is what you can say about it from a legal perspective. So that's why we're always very careful to make sure that we talk about inflammatory health rather than a specific disease.
So give us real quick, we got some time, but some benefits of the use of the Xanthosin?
Well, hopefully what you would see is an improvement in your inflammatory health. And inflammatory health can be measured in all kinds of ways, joint health could be, but also you can do laboratory things now. You can do scientific things like measuring something called CRP, C-reactive protein. And there's a diagnostic tool called a high-sensitivity CRP, HS-CRP. Mm. And that can be measured. You can ask your doctor to measure that for you.
Oh, really?
And if you have elevated HSCRP above 2, you probably want to get it down below 2. And that's a measure of your inflammatory health. And that can be done very scientifically as part of your normal lab test. Everybody gets
right.
blood drawn for your, cholesterol.
I do it once a year, and I get he goes through a whole list of things that I'm okay with.
Good, yeah.
So I can take that test?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, so and go ahead, Randy.
Yeah, so that's what's so unique about this compound and this product, in fact, Xanthosin, is that it hits all those major inflammatory markers of what these big drugs do. One from a company I was working for, probably the largest anti-inflammatory product on the market. It's a COX-2 inhibitor, they call it. Prostaglandin E2, which are aspirins. You've got TNF-alpha drugs. You've got ones that target IL-1, IL-6. So these are all heavy-duty drugs, pharmaceutical prescriptive drugs. And what this compound or xanthosin does, it does hit those major targets, inflammatory targets, all without the side effects. So if you think about it this way, think about this sentinel that's just posted, and only when called upon, when there's that inflammatory need, it will engage and it will target those receptors. It's unlike these big, heavy prescriptive products where they're flooding those receptors, thus creating the side effects. And that's the reason why that's the magic and what's intriguing about this compound. It also does why physicians are very drawn to this molecule, this product, is because it meets CGMP, which is current good manufacturing practices. And that's what all pharmaceutical products have to go through. It's the rigor in the manufacturing of it. And so with that, physicians can feel confident that there's precision. They know exactly what's in that capsule. There's purity. There's not all these other elements that might be falling upon if you do an outdoor growing facility. And then you have, as David mentioned, scalability. We can meet not only Hawaii demand, national demand, even global demand. And so that was David's aha moment. This truly separates xanthosin from anything or this synthetic compound on the market.
I would add, too, that an important part of the understanding was the work we did to understand specifically how astaxanthin works. And what we found in work that we've published with our collaborators from Harvard, for example, that astaxanthin actually spans cellular membrane, including the outer membrane, the plasma membrane, nuclear membranes, etc., but very importantly, mitochondria. Mitochondria are the energy sources within the cell. And it turns out that mitochondrial oxidative stress, meaning free radicals in the mitochondria, set off inflammation. Astaxanthin gets into the mitochondria where it reduces, mitigates, maybe in some cases hopefully eliminates the oxidative stress that sets off these inflammatory pathways that result in all of these bad actors, these molecules called cytokines that create inflammation, like Randy was mentioning, TNF-alpha, prostaglandin E2, IL-1, IL-6, etc. And we've actually been able to demonstrate quantitatively, we've been able to measure the amount of reduction in all those bad actors.
Wow. Could you call those, I've heard the term free radicals? Is that the same kind of same thing?
Yes, absolutely. Those are oxygen-free radicals that damage whatever they're around. We have endogenous natural systems that try to keep that in check. That's how important it is. We've developed those over our evolutionary history. But as we age or as we're exposed to pollutants, maybe as we gain too much weight, etc., we actually end up with excessive oxidative stress that we cannot handle naturally. That's where xanthosin comes in.
Yeah. Well, I've been testing it. I've been using it, and I just feel... I play so much that I've noticed that I'm able to recover faster. That's one of the key things I found. I actually pulled a groin muscle last year, and it takes 3 to 4 months, and I was back in about 5 weeks. It's actually surprised myself. Unfortunately, I pulled it again like 3 months later.
well, Percy, you're not alone in this. We get so many emails. I get so many emails, texts. We get messages left on our company phone about testimonials of what consumers out there are experiencing, similar to what you're experiencing, and even physicians. In fact, we had an educational presentation one evening, and in this group of physicians, there are probably about 20% of them all provided their own personal testimonials of what this nutraceutical astaxanthin compound had done for them, let alone with their patients as well.
I would just add, too, that even though we do get testimonials, we're careful not to hype them too much, et cetera, because it's not part of clinical trials. But we are moving ahead with some in the clinical trial area. We're not standing still on with the scientific research that's out there. And we have launched a clinical trial here in Hawaii. That we think is very, very important. We're going to be looking at cardiovascular health. It's called our CHASE trial, cardiovascular health for astaxanthin supplement evaluation.
Cardiac health.
Yeah, these are patients, cardiovascular patients who've had heart attacks or strokes, and we're going to be looking at their inflammation and see if we can impact inflammatory health. So it's a process that we've gone through for, like Randy mentioned, over a year, over 10 years, over a decade. But it's important to keep the science going.
Great. We're here with David Watermull from Cardax, the maker of Xanthosin, and Randy Mao. We're going to talk the second half of the show where you can get it. Maybe some testimonials from doctors, and I know you're all over the place. I want to hear what the doctors are telling you about this. And then we will more talk about year two for Xanthosin. So we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
When you feel like Vegas, there's just one place to stay.
That's a party that
count. Grab a drink at the Holo Holo Bar. There's just one place to play.
That's a party that count.
We got a fresh hot look, a new sports book. We got those local meals, just like Auntie Cook's. Aloha spoken here.
Check out the Cow's new renovated look and see why the Cow is Hawaii's favorite place in Vegas to stay and play.
If you're new to Medicare, we can help you work your way through all the questions, the details, and the headaches. Generations TV has gathered experts in the field to help you find the answers. This is Navigating Medicare.
Hi, I'm back again. This is Ed speaking on Medicare Hints.
A lot of people may not realize that they may qualify for extra financial assistance to help pay for their premiums and prescription drug costs, depending on their income and their total assets. These savings can be especially helpful for seniors who are on a fixed income.
Find out if you qualify. Call us.
Helping you work your way through the confusion. Navigating Medicare. Brought to you today by Financial Benefits Insurance, serving the entire state of Hawaii from the corner of Pi'ikoi and Kapi'olani in Honolulu.
Got Vegas on your mind? Get Vacations Hawaii on the line. Vacations Hawaii offers weekly 4 and 5 night Honolulu to Vegas packages, which include 3 meals daily from $6.99. Stay at Hawaii's favorite casinos, California, Fremont, Main Street Station, and Orleans Hotel. Vacations Hawaii will get you there in comfort on deluxe wide-body 767 planes with complimentary in-flight hot meal service. Vacations Hawaii's frequent flyer program gives you future travel discounts and credits. So if you're ready to win big, call Vacations Hawaii at 591-4777 or visit pointvacationshawaii.com.
Hi, I'm Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group. Let us be your Medicare resource throughout the year. We have agents throughout the islands to be of assistance to you. So if you have Medicare questions, we have the answers. Call us at 808-591-4877. Again, 808-591-4877. Thank you. We look forward to hearing from you.
Today, more than ever, we local people are living longer than any other state in the union, with more seniors, baby boomers, and caregivers. Generations Radio promotes the importance to be proactive as we all age. The radio team will focus on issues facing our seniors and their families, finding resources to navigate healthy aging along with financial, legal, and caregiving information. So join Percy E. Howard from 5 until 6 each Saturday, right here on AM 690, The Answer.
5914777
We go play.
Complete 4 and 5 night packages from $6.99. Vacations Hawaii, your favorite connection to Vegas.
Focusing on the issues facing our seniors and their families today. Here's our Generations Radio host, Percy Ihara.
Okay, welcome back to Generations Radio and happy holidays to you and your family. I know I spent a lot of time with my family during the holidays and like you should too. But I always tell people, start kind of talking to parents how things are going, what are you doing, kind of get to know what they're doing in life, some activities they're doing. What I do is try to ask probing questions to see really how their health is. Because if they stop doing things in the community and stop volunteering and stuff, there might be some health issues going along. So it's something that I've always done for many, many years now, just to get a pulse on how their health is. Because if they have some health issues or chronic issues, it's only going to get worse. So that's one of the reasons why 2019, we're going to dedicate a lot more time and space in the magazine with Healthy Living. So you got some great articles in the December-January issue with Carol Kai in the front. And by the way, so January 18th, 19th at the Windward Mall, center stage there, we're going to do a senior wellness fair. Carol will be down there for a little while. Kumu Radio will be down there a little while. But we're really going to be having our partners there that are dealing with health. So I don't know if, David, if you have time, it's Friday and Saturday. We were looking to have some presentations on healthy living. So if you're available in town, that's when we want to invite you to come and speak just for a little while about anti-inflammatory, why it's so important, because it is a huge topic. I'm 58, but I see guys, like I said, my dad's still playing tennis at 90. I go to a national softball tournament. I see guys in the 70s just... I want to be like that. I mean, they're just running faster, they're stronger, they can hit the ball farther, they still can throw. And at 70, 75, you know, one of the better places I've seen, players I saw from Hawaii, Johnny, he's 72. Like, wow. I like, this guy's not 72. I took his sunglasses off and goes, he's 72. Yeah. He looked older, but just the energy and just his mobility, his movement, his strength was just fantastic. And so,
Percy, he's got that FOXO3 gene.
Is that what you call it, the FOXO3 gene?
Yes.
You may be one of those lucky ones.
Yes. So how do you find out if you have it?
Well, so this gene, the FOXO3 gene, was discovered and really brought to the forefront of aging understanding in Hawaii through the Honolulu Heart Study.
Oh, so Dr. Wilcox.
Yes.
Well, that's the study?
Yes.
I didn't put the two and two together.
Yes, absolutely.
So if you don't know, it's at Kuakini, and it's been running since the 60s?
Yes.
50-plus years. I heard it's the second longest, you can't call it a clinical trial, but study or research done
study
on a specific community. I think it's all Asian men, and it's still going on. In fact, I heard they're doing some research on the children of these men.
Yeah, absolutely. So what's so interesting is that they followed 8,006 Japanese-American men since the 60s. They know every office visit, what happened. They know their medications. They've followed all their illnesses if they've had them. If they passed away, what happened. Key, though, they have literally hundreds of thousands of blood and tissue samples. And so the most important thing that I think that has come out of that is the discovery of this gene called the FOXO3 gene.
Hmm.
And everyone has the FOXO3 gene, but some have a better version of it. If you have the most advantageous version of FOXO3, you're three times more likely to live to 100 healthy than if you don't.
Hmm.
And at first people thought, well, this is just for Japanese, it's a gene for Japanese-American men, maybe Okinawans, a long history. But it's now been confirmed in over 20 other trials.
Wow.
And it's there for Caucasians, it's there for blacks, it's there for Ashkenazi Jews. And so if you have this most activated version, you do have this greater probability to live to 100. And so what we've been able to do with work that we've done with the University of Hawaii is confirm that astaxanthin, the active compound in xanthosin, using one of our compounds in a study, actually was able to activate this gene in mice, in mammals, for the first time. That's never been done before.
Hmm.
So it actually extended their lifespan by 30%.
Well, in another animal model, there was an extension of life by 30%. As a result of this, the National Institutes of Health actually came, we, in concert with our science colleagues at the University of Hawaii, actually went to the National Institutes of Health, and the result was that we got chosen as one of the top anti-aging prospects last year, of one of only three or four that they typically bring and research. So we are testing right now the ability to extend longevity in mammals.
So I ask you, how can I check if I have the FOXO3 or the FOXO2 or the FOXO8?
You could.
Well, there's no commercial, no easily available commercial way to do it. It is possible from a research perspective, I mean, at the University of Hawaii, but it's not something you can just ask your doctor to do yet. But we do think it's coming, and in our CHASE clinical trial that I talked about earlier, we are going to be measuring FOXO3.
Mm-hmm. Really?
And we're going to look at for the first time in humans and connecting that to see what happens with xanthosin. Because what we like to show, and we have to actually demonstrate it, we have not yet, is that we could perhaps activate it in humans as well.
So that anti-aging gene, that FOXO3 gene, is really a cardiovascular disease protective benefit gene. And so David was speaking earlier about what this molecule, this compound targets, and I mentioned that as well, CRP, TNF-alpha. That's actually what this FOXO3 gene will do as well. It reduces inflammation, CRP, TNF-alpha, and so on.
So, okay.
So turn that on.
All this information is great. So I want to, because I'm going to probably forget, I always do that, does a doctor have to prescribe this, or it's over the counter, I guess, at GNC, but does a doctor need to prescribe that, Randy?
So what's happening is that our business model is really being in front of the medical community, primarily the physicians, but also nurse practitioners, physician assistants, nurses. You're talking about all specialties of physicians. You can talk about orthopedic surgeons, doctors of osteopath, cardiologists, internal medicine, family practice, concierge medicine, and so on. So what we do is we present at large medical association conferences. So we've now, to date, just from January, probably presented at about 18 medical conferences throughout Pacific Northwest, California, Arizona, Vegas.
You're just in Guam,
Oregon,
right?
And just in Guam. And the reception has been beyond my expectations, coming from the pharmaceutical industry and seeing how this nutraceutical has been significantly embraced. And so we continue to do this to bring the education in front of these medical professionals. I think to date we're probably at about 2,000 physicians and healthcare professionals that we have brought the science and the education. And as your earlier question, we've been getting physicians that will provide their feedback. They're starting the patients out on xanthosin, and they tell them to go to GNC. They recommend xanthosin and going to GNC to purchase it. As mentioned, we're in 3,100 GNC stores. We come in three bottles, quantities of 30 capsules, 60 capsules, and now 90 capsules.
Yeah, you just started 90. I was actually in San Francisco mm-hmm. during Thanksgiving. I happened to be walking down on that main street by Westerfield Shopping Center. And I went to the GNC store. I walked in and I go, hey, how come Randy didn't tell me there's a 90 capsule bottle?
We just brought that on. Oh. So it was very popular request to go larger because they wanted to save their time and travel of coming down.
Sure.
So the 30 capsule bottles are running at $23.99. The 60 capsule bottles are running at $39.99. And I believe the 90 capsule bottles are running at about $58, somewhere around there. So you save, a buck or two. But again, it saves time and travel.
So let me ask you, David, why did you choose the GNC? I don't know if I asked you that question. Why did you choose GNC?
Well, GNC, as it turns out, we believe is a very good partner for us because people need to understand what this product does and how it can work in what they do day to day. And as much as we love the big box stores for all the good reasons that we have.
Somebody asked, why did they go in Costco?
Well, because people don't get the kind of education that they would get when they go to GNC. GNC actually gets a majority of their revenue from people who walk in and ask for advice. And if you ask for advice, they will talk to you about the inflammatory health and their own experience, et cetera. So we think it actually brings an educational component to the consumer that you just can't get in the
regular retail store.
No.
I mean, any retail store, whether it's clothing or whatever, they're not as knowledgeable as I gotta say, you're right. The GNC guys, I go into a lot of them because whenever I'm in town, I kind of check it out, and they're pretty knowledgeable about your product. I gotta admit that.
Yes.
Can I add a couple of things too on that? So, in fact, a couple of large retail stores, brick and mortar stores, had approached Cardax and wanting to carry the product, but unfortunately, GNC is exclusive a distributor at this time, and. We also, and I don't know if David shared, I shared with you earlier in a previous conversation that we actually looked at GNC too as like a specialty pharmacy in the medical community, because physicians and healthcare providers that can write prescriptions actually are very familiar about the pharmacy concept. So we wanted to create GNC like a specialty pharmacy that these physicians can feel very confident sending their patients to a very reputable, highly integrity type bricks and mortars or locations. And it's like pharmacies, they're widespread around the states, around the islands. So are GNC stores. They're you know, you can almost throw a stone.
Yeah, they're everywhere. I was in San Francisco during Thanksgiving, and there's actually two stores on the same street of all things.
Right.
I was kind of surprised, but they were knowledgeable. I got to admit that. And they love your product over there, too. I'm sure. I know you're number one in Hawaii. Is that correct?
Yeah. So we're the number one product at GNC in Hawaii, actually by far. And we're doing really well in California, in Las Vegas, in New York, and other places are catching up as well. And that's part of the effort that we're doing as a company is to bring that knowledge base to the GNC store personnel.
Yeah, I think that's really important that you do go after the doctors. And I ran into you a lot of presentations, and I saw one of your PowerPoints that you did. There was some pictures on there.
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain what those were?
Yeah, so we have these photos that have shown these physicians coming to the annual conferences. This one was the Doctors of Osteopaths. This was in Arizona. And at 7:30 in the morning, there are about 140 of these physicians at our breakfast presentation. And after each of the presentations, usually I'm accompanied by the principal investigator to the project of Xanthosyn, and or a scientist. And at the end of our presentations, this really was telling for me and for us to see that these scientists embrace the material of this compound and the science behind this compound, that I would say for all of you physicians that are interested in first doing no harm in addressing your patient's joint health, cardiovascular health, metabolic health, liver health, and mental health, come and see us at the table next to the stage. And before I can even get through finishing that statement, they are all lining up in queue wanting to get a bottle to try it for themselves. And for that, they can then confidently recommend it to their patients. And then they will start a patient out on the Xanthosyn and direct him or recommend that they go to GNC stores to pick it up.
Well, David, you spoke at this year's Aging in Place. And your room was packed, and yeah, they were lining up to see, weren't they?
Well, yes, and the room was completely full. In fact, there were people who
standing outside. We'll get you a bigger room next year.
Okay, yeah, no, we're happy to do that. But I think it speaks to the issue of inflammatory health at the consumer level and at the physician level, or the healthcare professional level. The understanding of its role in as we age is now ubiquitous.
Yeah. So where do you see, you know, can you say year two? Because you started Xanthosyn with GNC last year? Was it last year?
Yes.
And
GNC, at the GNC across the nation in Hawaii in 2017. And so, yeah, it was last year in both places, actually.
And so what do you see this coming year, and what's the future for Xanthosyn?
Well, we certainly would love to see Xanthosyn become as popular across the U.S. mainland as it is in Hawaii, where I think that's starting to happen in a really meaningful way. And of course, we have our science, our additional science going with our CHASE clinical trial. I think that could be an important milestone for us as well. And I think as we go along and the education process keeps going, there'll be a tipping point at which people, more and more and more people will understand. Because we get a lot of word of mouth. Most people who take Xanthocin end up staying on it and liking it. At some point in time, we think that will have national and at some point global implications.
Well, it's got to be part of somebody's wellness program, let alone prevention. Yeah,
exactly.
Well, and I think we talked off record one time about how, and I was saying something about Medicare doesn't want you in the hospital. Your Medicare plan, most of the Medicare plans have a free 24-hour fitness, Silver Streaks, or YMCA membership. Mm-hmm. They want you to get healthy. They want you to continue mm-hmm. to go into the gym and exercise or mm-hmm. take a Tai Chi class. Mm-hmm. And it has to be at some point, people need to look at that.
Well, you hit the nail on the head, Percy. In fact, we're working on some platforms to where, because Hawaii now, probably about 90% of the physicians are capitated, capitation, to where physicians are being paid certain X amount of dollars per member per month. So they want prevention and wellness in their practices. They want to bring the best quality of care in the most cost-effective time and with resources. So this plays extremely well in prevention and wellness, and that was shared as well by a particular chief medical officer of a major health plan. So we would like to – our wish list would be to actually have these health plans also possibly cover Xanthocin, like they do pharmaceuticals, because we do know that some health plans do cover for vitamins and supplements because they do want to bring prevention and wellness. And having done so, that would really play an integral part and have an impact on bending the cost curve in healthcare spend. And so if they can bring prevention and wellness, maybe they could curtail the significant use of prescriptive medications, or maybe even reduce down dosage, so reduce down the risk of side effects. Also, possible services too. And so this will bring, it'd be a win-win-win situation for the whole healthcare environment.
Yeah, I think everybody kind of understands that. I'm at the state capitol almost every month advocating for senior issues, and I think people got to understand that healthcare is only going to cost, is only going to go up.
And one of the ways that we need to think about that, instead of trying to ration care, let's try and find a way to create more wellness so that people don't need as expensive procedures, drugs that cost enormous amounts of money that have side effects that create additional costs, et cetera. And we think there's a way to do that. And so, yes, as Randy mentioned, we would really love to work with some of the health plans to demonstrate that in a very rigorous way. It's called a pharmacoeconomic study, to do a study to demonstrate the reduction in costs that we think could be there. So that's one of the things we're looking for.
Yeah. We've actually connected some dots. Physicians, as we are speaking with them, are looking at this compound, this product, as like a hybrid product, a class of its own, where it's neither a pure pharmaceutical, but Sanofi was looking to license this from us, or neither a pure organic natural product as well, but a hybrid, the best of the both worlds. It has a rigor and efficacy as a pharmaceutical, but it has a gentleness and kindness and safety profile like a homeopathic product. And in fact, some of the literature or the material that we present to these physicians in these conferences is, and I'll deviate just a little, a head-to-head study comparing that of a steroid, a very potent anti-inflammatory, prednisolone, compared to the molecule astaxanthin, and it showed equal efficacy in reducing that inflammatory mark of TNF-alpha equal 10 milligrams of astaxanthin, that molecule compound, versus that of 10 milligrams of prednisolone. So it has that efficacy that has really opened the eyes up of these healthcare providers and physicians.
So in terms of dosage, when you got that kind of stuff went right over my head. You're so technical, but it's great to hear. But in terms of dosage, I know that the bottle says, I think, one after every meal. Is that the standard dosage, or should you take more when you're more active?
Well, what we found is that because it's so safe, that people can use higher doses. And the sweet spot for many people seems to be a higher dose, seems to be in the couple capsules a day, maybe four capsules a day or more. But we do think that that's clearly safe, but that people can actually find the dose that works for them.
It depends on the activity level.
Activity level, or you may have inflammation from other sources as well. I mean, activity is certainly one of the sources of joint health or joint inflammation or inflammatory health issues. But also there's cardiovascular issues, there are kidney issues, liver issues, brain health issues that can all be thought about in terms of improving one's inflammatory health.
And one important thing that we must discuss about dosing as well is that we really encourage and recommend strongly that a person, consumer, takes it with a meal with a little fat. They call it lipophilic. It's a lipophilic compound. So it's going to be
dispersing.
Well, with the meal, right. Yeah. But with the meal, with a little fat, as it breaks down by the fat as it distributes throughout the body. And so with that, if a person feels that what might be a side effect, it could be that there still might be a little pink, reddish, orange. That's possibly that they didn't fully absorb the astaxanthin. And so we encourage them to be mindful of that, if you will.
And we're not saying it has to be bacon or butter, but works. But it could be what we might consider healthy fats, olive oil with your salad dressing, maybe a handful of nuts, something like that.
And the capsules are vegan, capsules. It's non-GMO and it's gluten free as well, so everyone can feel comfortable.
So that's
consuming it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't eat a lot of bacon. I think today was the first time I ate bacon in a while. By the way, we had a breakfast together, Randy. But anyway, we're here with David Watermull from Cardax, the maker of Xanthosin, and Randy Mao. Now, where can I get more information from you guys? Besides the magazine and your website, where else can I get information? Is it GNC?
Well, GNC certainly has more information. Our website, which is CardaxPharma.com, but also Xanthosin.com, the product, as you had mentioned earlier, that we have a nice website there with a lot of information.
Yeah, that's actually one of the first places I went to, Xanthosin.com.
Yes.
Got a lot of great information about the how it's made, everything, what the uses are, it's safe.
I would say also probably your magazine, because you really touch and reach and really help out the seniors of Hawaii, and we'd like to possibly have an editorial in there and give more information for your readers. So I would say to all your readers, stay tuned.
Yep, February, March issue. We got to get an article in there. It's great to have, because like I said, I'm 58. I still want to play. When I go to the national softball tournament in Vegas, there's in our division alone is over 50 teams. And I see these guys that are just fantastic athletes. And my dad's 90, still plays tennis.
That is
several times a week. So I hope I got the.
He's got that Fox 03 genes.
Fox
03. Fox 03 gene.
Yeah. So David, thank you so much. They can get it at GNC. Otherwise, they can go online. Do your research. But I always tell people, try it out. I take 2 to 3 after lunch and dinner. I'm trying to skip breakfast.
You mean with a meal?
With the meal.
Okay, after lunch and dinner.
With
a little fat, right.
Every day. Because I'm so active, I do something almost every day now. So, and my body's always sore or hurt. It's just fun to keep going. But anyway, happy holidays to both of you. We'll see you in there. And hopefully we'll see more on our Generations Radio and our TV show.
And if they really can't get to a GNC store, they can also go on our website, www.xanthosin.com, see if they're in a very rural, remote area and they can't get there. They can always
Good thing about GNC, they can do an auto refill,
they can
right?
do auto as well.
Yeah.
That's been
And there's GNC.com as well.
Yeah. But they always have discounts every other month. They're specials. So that's one of the major ways where I go. Because I go through couple of bottles a month almost, So thank you so much.
Okay. All right.
Anyway, so don't forget generations808.com has all our past radio shows. This show will be eventually up on our website in about a week after this airs. But I would check it out. Do your research. If you be proactive in staying healthy. Like I said, when you see your family this holiday season, love them, thank them, and really find out where they're at in their life, in their health life, and all will be good. So anyway, thanks for tuning in. Appreciate it. Happy holidays. And always aloha and live well.